Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed with American Sky. From family holidays in Florida to road tripping in California. From cruising the Caribbean or that city break celebration. Discover America in 2024 with AmericanSky.ie.
Well, Sarah Slattery and Ed Finn are back in studio. More prizes and flights to be won again today. Hello, guys. How are you?
Hi, Trina. How are you?
I'm great. Back from my own holidays as well. You can see my beautiful tan. It's see-through. What are we going to look at today?
So we're going to be in Los Angeles today, the City of Angels. Sarah and myself were there recently and we were at a big travel event. Every year America shows off to the world and it's called International Powwow. So all travel agents, media are sort of arrive, thousands, 5,300 I think people.
Holy God, it was, are you serious?
The opening night, Diana Ross sang for us, which was incredible. I know.
This is your job.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was very hard.
Like if Carlsberg did conferences, like seriously.
It was unbelievable, yeah.
You kind of kept pinching yourself to think you were actually at a conference. It was just bizarre. The whole thing, it was amazing though.
Keanu Reeves played guitar for us for lunch.
I know, you're having me on now, are you?
Sarah, we have the photographs to prove it. Yeah, no, he came along, Dogstar, and he played guitar for us during lunch. Every, you know, from Utah to, you know, Savannah, every single tourist board is there, airlines. And you kind of do all the speed dating where you have all these appointments with people. And you come home and you're speaking like a Yankee doodle dandy, you know, it's great.
So you're going there and you're finding out all about the places that people should be going and the deals and everything to pass it on to us.
Exactly.
And I know at the end of the chat today, we're going to be giving away return flights to where?
To New York. To JFK with Aer Lingus.
Fab. Okay, so make
fabulous prize.
Stay listening till the end. We're going to be talking about something here and the question is going to be about our conversation. So, okay, so LA, I have been to LA many, many years ago. It's a very mixed kind of place though, isn't it, I find?
Yeah, it is. It completely is. I mean, you have downtown LA, you've got all the architecture, the old movie theatres. I had a great time. I was at the Polo Lounge in the Beverly Hills Hotel because we have there's an Irish general manager there, John Scanlon. From Tipperary. Oh. He got appointed 2 years ago. Now, this is where the Irish
Oscar
parties,
there,
you know, like pre parties are there. So there's a red carpet all the time there. So, like, it's not a wedding on or anything. It's just fully, and it's beautiful. So the Polo Lounge is sort of outside in a kind of a beautiful garden with the bougainvilleas teeming down on top of you. But the food was gorgeous. And we had the McCarthy salad. Some guy called McCarthy loved a chopped salad years ago. So it's on the menu now. But best New York cheesecake I've had ever in my life. John is a great guy. It was like you're in another world and all the cars pulling up. But, you know, the whole area there, Rodeo Drive, of course, and the whole Beverly Hills. It's a city, Beverly Hills. It's actually a city, but very impressive. It's like another world.
It's very posh, isn't it?
Yeah.
The row of shops, like the really posh shops and everything.
And that part is quite small. Rodeo Drive is quite small. Like you walk up and down and you're like, oh my God, you expect it to be bigger. I think LA is so Marmite, really. You hear a lot of people going, I hated LA, I didn't like LA. And it's only after being there, because I was there years ago, but it was Santa Monica, which is kind of the beach resort on the outside.
The pier, beautiful.
It's only kind of when you go this time, we were staying in downtown LA, which wouldn't be the nicest part to stay in. It was the only reason we stayed there was because the conference was there. But I think it's because people stay in the wrong places. Like if you're staying in, you think downtown LA might be the place to stay, but it's not really. Yeah. Or you stay, like people think Hollywood Boulevard, but that wouldn't really be the place to stay. Whereas if you stay in some of the nicer areas, then you get a completely different feel for LA. Mm. And when you travel around, somebody told me there's like 17 cities in LA, which there probably is, because that's what it felt like anyway. Amazing. It's so big.
And I mean, you know, the Grand Market where you went, that was only 10 minutes away. The food, the beautiful there. But Venice Beach, that's incredible. Culver City, those places we went out, they're incredible. It's like seaside resorts, obviously, right? But Venice Beach, you know, the TV, cycling along and you see everyone and anyone rollerblading.
That's where Mariah Carey's video was shot, Fantasy. Wasn't it? Where she's on the rollerblades.
That is typical of it. But beautiful, isn't it? I mean, that whole area out there is really, really stunning. So there, as you said, Santa Monica, the pier.
Yeah,
you know, like
I stayed there before. It was lovely.
Yeah. So
it's very much a place where people expect to see celebrities left, right, and centre.
Yeah.
And there's loads of tours and everything to go spotting celebrities, isn't there?
Yeah. Oh, Sarah was fighting them off too. She couldn't. They were all chasing after her. Is that the travel expert from Dublin? I'll tell you.
Did you see anybody apart from, of course, your name dropping
apart
there?
Apart from Diana Ross and Keanu Reeves. Somebody said that they saw, who was it?
They put a picture in the group.
Julianne Moore or someone, was it? Yeah.
But you know, it's so weird because apparently everybody's just so used to it that they go everywhere.
They don't
care. Yeah. And it's, you know, the way they say in Dublin, people walk down the street and don't care. Apparently it's a bit like that in Hollywood as well. because they're just so, it's where a lot of them live. They're just so used to walking around. But even if you don't see the celebrity, just going to all the spots, like we went to Outside Selling Sunset, you know.
My favourite show, I love
it. Oh my God. You have to stand 3 feet away from the window. Because they're actually inside. And we were like, oh my God, the windows are black.
They're actually real estate agents working away.
It's just on the side of the road. It's bizarre. Like, I don't know what I was expecting.
Did you not go in and pretend that you had a 30 million quid budget?
Oh, yeah, I probably should have. But we saw Jason drive out in his car. We were like, oh my God. Because it was so bizarre. We were like, oh, I wonder will we see any of them now because it could be filming. And there he was. He literally just drove out.
Sarah, was he on a booster seat?
I know. I believe he's tiny, but everybody says that. No, it was bizarre, but just walking down the streets, the Sunset Strip, and seeing all the cool hotels and all the places from the movies. I remember when we went to New York for the first time and thinking it was like being in a movie set, but LA is like that times more. Yeah, even. You know, it's amazing.
Yeah, and like the amazing stuff, like the Paul Getty Museum and Art Gallery and Universal Studios, you know, we went there as well. That is brilliant. But the Paul Getty Museum is stunning because they organised all kind of tours for people to do to see stuff. And I forgot to apply in time, so I ended up on the Paul Getty tour. But I thought, because that was the rock star tour was full, right? That involved cocktails on rooftops. So, but anyway, that sold out pretty quick. But I was thrilled. It was really nice. Yeah. I loved it.
I was trying to remember where we stayed. It's just come to me. We were staying in a hotel. It was a very small little place, but it was really cool. It's like one of these boutique kind of places. Yeah, and the room felt like a nightclub. And it was down the road and opposite Chateau Marmont.
Oh yeah, we saw that actually.
All the celebrities obviously went there. A lot of them died there as well, I think.
Well, that hotel Ziggy, which was named after Ziggy Stardust, you know, David Bowie. That's kind of one of the cool places to stay. It's all music and, you know, themed. And like there's all DJs at the pool. And if you were like young, free and single now, that would be the place to stay in West Hollywood. But I was looking at actually that because Aer Lingus have a sale on at the moment. Like it's €395 from Dublin to LA. I just
brilliant.
Think it's for
nothing. That's
amazing. Like, you think it's twice the distance as New York and it's like nearly the same
price.
Yeah, and
I mean, it is like it's a 10, 11 hour flight, but I mean, it was good. You know, I thought it was going to be hard work, but it was grand.
No, the flight was fine.
Very good.
And like it had all your choice of movies and everything. It was very comfortable. I was pricing that early September. I put it in my
travel
deals post
this
week. And you can get the Ziggy Hotel. Now, it's not cheap, but like to stay in one of the iconic hotels for a week, the beginning of September, with flights, you're looking at €1,300.
Yeah.
Like,
it's all right, isn't it?
To be in the centre of the coolest place to stay in Hollywood, I don't know. I think the value is amazing there when you think of how long the flights are and the fact that they're daily.
But the Beverly Hills as well, I mean, if you want to really treat yourself, like the prices there are not that crazy either. And another hotel that's part of the Hilton Group, which is really cool, the Conrad Los Angeles. That was a vision of your man, the architect Frank Gehry, who did the Guggenheim Museum and, you know, all those beautiful buildings. He's the famous architect. And again, it has rooftop. They all have rooftop pools, but this one is absolutely gorgeous. And you can see the Walt Disney Concert Hall, downtown LA. It's a really nice part of downtown LA because we went in and we had to kind of walk around. You know, it's like a resort. You know, you have your swimming pool and yet you have your downtown. So it's kind of nice.
Would you hire a car when you're there? I think we, for a couple of days we didn't, and then we did end up getting one because we wanted to go out a bit further and see all the places, the planetarium and
definitely.
All that.
I mean, it isn't for the faint-hearted driving in LA, I would say.
I wasn't the driver. I was the passenger, thank God.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to do the whole Santa Monica, going to finish. Yeah. There's a great metro. The train as well is brilliant.
Because the traffic is terrific as well. Yeah. That's the only thing, if there was one negative I'd say, is the traffic.
Oh my God. Even when we were coming in,
forever
we were coming
to get
in.
Anywhere.
I was over in, I'll be talking about Minneapolis on another show, but I flew from Minneapolis to LA over Utah. It's like Mars, all these canyons and red stuff. And then you come into LA and you start to see this massive roads, motorways with like cars everywhere. The motorways are vast, aren't they? And it's just cars. Yeah.
Do you know what we were fascinated by? This sounds so morbid, but we were fascinated passing the likes of the Cedars Sinai Hospital because that's where Whitney died and that's where Michael Jackson died.
I know. And when you see those names, you go like, because you're there, and it's almost like it's far away. It's like you're never. And then that's the one thing I found about LA as well. It was a little bit overwhelming like that. We were in the JW Marriott, really cool place, massive, huge, big hotel. But just around the corner, the Pantry was the real diner. You go in and you sit down and you have, so for like $12.50, I had like eggs and hash browns and coffee and toast.
Completely. Like, so I the value found is the pantry really? Was called. It's all of us went there for breakfast.
I
right?
found it was really expensive to eat anywhere, and you couldn't get a piece of fruit for love nor money.
Yeah, you know, I think the shops are really dear. The basic produce is really expensive in like an actual regular shop. And then downtown LA would be much cheaper to eat out and drink than if you were staying in West Hollywood or somewhere kind of cool. Mm-hmm. So there would be a difference. I mean, there was some cool rooftop bars and nice places down there as well. I just think if I was going, I'd probably stay up the other end, or else I'd stay in Santa Monica. I just think it's a nicer part of LA to stay in. But another thing that we really should mention is Universal Studios. I know Ed said it earlier, because I had done Universal Studios in Orlando, and you know, it's much bigger. You've got the two different parks, or you've got three different parks there. So for me, I just thought Hollywood would be a smaller version, and it is. But what's so brilliant about it is the movie, the studio tour.
Yeah, we did that. Yeah,
isn't it amazing?
Yeah, amazing, amazing.
Oh my god!
It was phenomenal.
You can't do that, and you can't do that in Orlando. You actually see that where the
we sat on the friend's couch.
Yeah, yeah, like it's incredible. You see TV shows being made at the time. Apparently Ryan Gosling was there 2 days beforehand. We were like, oh my God, we missed him.
We were in the audience for The Voice, you know, the American The Voice. And it was, you can see me a little dot. I'm about three or four rows back. And Gwen Stefani's just ahead, because we were watching it, you know, when it came out on the telly. We're like, I wonder, will they see us in the audience? And there we were. It was Gwen Stefani and I think it was Pharrell and all these. It was brilliant. Very strict, like you're not allowed to bring your phone in or anything. They'll take your phone. But we did loads of those kind of things. Yeah. And they're such one-off.
Yeah, absolutely. Aren't they? And apparently every tour is completely different, because you never know who's going to be there or what sets they can go past. Or because we did a tour when we arrived, and then somebody else did one. They were like, we didn't see that. We saw, you know. So it's just incredible thing to do. And they're celebrating their 60 year anniversary this year. So there's lots of extra bits added in for the tours as well. I don't know. It's just something unique that you can't do anywhere else. I mean, that's the reason Universal Studios are there today. The theme parks were designed because the tour of the studios was so popular.
It's amazing when you're looking at these, you're going, oh my God. And you recognise all the sets. You're going, geez,
incredible.
Like, there's the stairs. Even in Friends, it's the bit where, you know, the stairs where Ross was sitting on the steps when the date didn't turn up for Rachel for her Debs or her prom or whatever it was. And he was there with his, do you remember, he was there with his little keyboard, and he got dressed up to go to the prom. But we also went to a show, and I don't know whether they still do this now, but it was unbelievable. Like as if it was a fake American Idol, but the host was as professional as the one like you'd see on the telly. Mm. Except he was working in the theme park, and it was the whole staging, everything was the exact same as the television show, and get people from the audience up to audition. Yeah. And these people were like Tina Turner. They were unbelievable. You're like, these are just ordinary people. So
everyone's a star. Like when we went, another place that you were talking about there, Sarah, about value, the Freehand Hotel in Los Angeles, right, is historically unique right now. It's in the commercial, it was in the Exchange building, and it's about 137. I was looking at the rates there per night, and they have a rooftop. I went there with Kevin, my friend Kevin was there as well, and we went up on the rooftop. There's a pool and the best cheeseburger I've ever had, and chicken wings, right? Like just to, and the cocktails. They've one called The Chronic, and it's very good. It's a real old building, old brown lifts. And if you want something different, freehandhotels.com, they do a lot of them in different cities. But it's gorgeous. And it's like it's like another little world when you go in there. It's like an exchange, like you're in a stock exchange, but it's your hotel. And there's a pool on the roof. And
you're getting me excited about LA. I want to be in LA.
The 395 flights and the Freehand and Ziggy's. Yeah. You can do it Tuesday. But like, that's a great spot. And across from there, you have the old Orpheus Theatre. You have all these shops. Like I went into Urban Outfitters and I got, remember the green cardigan for the Irish night? And it was $30. There's loads of deals, sales on, and everyone's really friendly. So there's great value there. The Gopher cocktail bar is across the road from the Freehand Hotel. You have to go in there. It's all this dark place, all these red neon signs. Again, barmen, like they'll be there for hundreds of years, right? And they make these incredible cocktails. I hadn't been, it was my first time in 20 years being to LA, so I was pleasantly surprised. But that one, the Freehand and that kind of area, great value as well. And I mean, Instagram heaven.
And did you do the sign while you were there, the Hollywood sign?
I did. And you know what? At least it's something free you can do in LA if you want to do it. Yeah. Now, we did a tour, but actually even the tour like was $17. That's all it was. And they bring you to all the photo spots and they'll take your photos. And the girl had us doing the jumps. I tell you, horrendous. You want to see the stage and be trying to do that jump thing. It was awful. But no, great photos. They say it's a hike, but it's more like a walk, isn't it? Like it took us, I think, an hour and a half, including stops for photos and everything. But it's brilliant to get up there and get the right to get the right photos. And there was actually, you're not allowed to go right up to the top if anybody thinks you are, but there was two people trying to go right up the top. and the police came out with sirens and said the €3,000 fine and get off.
Oh,
it was mad to see
really?
It.
Yeah. Oh,
so don't try and do that.
Okay. Now, we have got return flights to give away. Where will we give them away to today?
So with Aer Lingus, we're flying to JFK. So New York.
These are going down very well. Everyone's trying to win these flights every week. Mm. What question will we give so people can enter?
So, Trina, the question is, what famous female singer opened IPW when Sarah and myself were in Los Angeles?
So the so-called conference, inverted commas, where they had to go and work in inverted commas.
Yeah. And all Sarah was climbing every mountain.
Yes, there's a top tip. Okay, so if you think you know the answer, get texting and you could be winning those flights with Aer Lingus to a JFK from Shannon Airport. Thanks to Shannon Airport and tropicalsky.ie. Text me in your answer with your name and location to 087-188-0008. The best of luck. Sarah Slattery and Ed Finn, thanks so much.
Thanks a million, Trina.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed and Tropical Sky. Start your dream with tailor-made holidays to the Caribbean, Far East, Maldives and beyond. Flying from Shannon Airport with tropicalsky.ie.